back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Well, beloved, it's so good to be able to again get into the Word of God and to have a brief Bible study together. And where we're studying from is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as we're talking about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to believers, the different types of gifts, the different diversities of gifts. And yet it's the work of the Holy Spirit of God. To every child of God, he gives some type of gift. And we've been talking about the working of miracles. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 10, to another, the working of miracles. And we've discussed how that God used Moses and Aaron to perform many miracles there in the land of Egypt, and how that God glorified himself through all of these various miracles that he wrought through the children of Israel. You recall that God brought the children of Israel within just a short time to the land of Canaan. And they sent out 12 spies, and the 12 spies came back, and 10 of them had a bad report. Only 2 encouraged them, Joshua and Caleb, to go into the land of promise. But the 10 said, the land is full of giants, and we look like grasshoppers in their sight. How did they know they look like grasshoppers? That was their own idea. It was not that they discussed this with some of the people in the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, but they were looking at it from their own human standpoint. And so they discouraged the people. And therefore, God told them, these 10 times you've grumbled against me, you've rebelled against me, therefore you will not enter into the promised land for 40 years until all of those that came out of Egypt would die off and the children of the Israelites would be the ones who would grow up and would go into the promised land. And so for the next 40 years they wandered through the wilderness. God still led them with the cloud and the pillar of fire by night, and he led them around Mount Sinai, and he dealt with them, he provided for them in miraculous ways. He provided food for that 500,000 to 3 million Israelites there in the desert. He provided manna for them every morning, except on the Sabbath day. They would go out and gather this white manna that came upon the land that God sent, and they learned to prepare and use it in many different ways. And God fed them through that manna, gave them the nourishment, the energy that their bodies needed. And we're told in Deuteronomy 29:5, Moses, speaking to Israel, said, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you. Can you imagine? They'd worn the same clothes for 40 years, and yet they had not gotten old. And thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Imagine that. They wore the same shoes for 40 years, and the shoes did not wear out. These are miracles, beloved, that God wrought and prepared for them. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20 through 21, Nehemiah, speaking about what God did for Israel, said, thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheld us not thy manna from their mouth, and gave us them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet did not swell. Even from all the marching, their feet did not swell, their shoes did not wear out. It was miraculous, beloved, how God wrought miracle after miracle for the children of Israel. And yet we saw their grumbling and their complaining, their murmuring, and their thinking back to when they were in Egypt and how things were, and how that they talked about returning to Egypt, and they were rebellious against God, and yet God was merciful and gracious unto them. And He performed the miracle of their crossing of the Red Sea, and He brought them to the Promised Land. As all of those that had come out of Egypt had died, then God brought the children into the Promised Land. And we read about that in the book of Joshua, chapter 3, where God brought them to the edge of the Jordan River. And the river was at flood stage during that time. And God told Joshua in verse 11 of Joshua 3, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the 12 tribes of Israel, out of every man a tribe, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all its banks at the time of harvest, that the water was which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city of Adam, that is, beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan," through verse 17 of Joshua 3. A miracle, another amazing miracle, because God was leading His people and was using them as a testimony, as an example to the world of who He is, and revealing His mighty power through the nation of Israel. They are God's chosen people, beloved, and He has used them to His glory ever since He called Abraham and told him that He would use him and would bless the nations of the world through him, because through his descendants would come the Lord Jesus Christ, who would make a way of salvation for mankind and deliverance from the bondage and control and dominion of sin. And so, beloved, God's people, the nation of Israel, are still a chosen people, and God is still using Israel to His honor, His glory, and His praise. And you and I should pray for Israel, and pray for their eyes to be opened to truth, that they might come to know the true and the living God. Because God's not through with Israel yet, beloved, God's going to take care of Israel. He's going to protect her despite all of the nations around her that are against her and are criticizing her and trying to take the land away from her. God's going to take care of Israel because Israel is His chosen people. And there will come a day when King Jesus comes back from glory and the church of the Lord Jesus comes back with Him. When He comes back to the land of Israel, He will set up His kingdom there, and Israel will turn to the Lord and believe in Him and recognize Him whom they pierced and whom they crucified. And they will weep and mourn because of their sin. And yet they were blinded, that the gospel might be given to we Gentiles, and that we might have an opportunity to come to know the true and the living God. And out of the Gentiles He would gather together a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus. Thus we see miracles which God wrought all in Old Testament time to remind us that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The pictures and truths of the Old Testament are unlocked by the knowledge of the New Testament and how God is progressively revealing Himself and His plan and His will for mankind. And so God wrought many miracles through the Old Testament, working with the nation of Israel and using Israel for His glory, for His purpose, for His plan, even as 1 Corinthians chapter 10 points out that Israel was an example for us and was given as an example that we might learn to obey the Lord and that we might learn to honor and glorify Him with our life. Now, our time's nearly gone today, but next time we're going to look again at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and see how God used Israel to His glory. And then we're going to consider another miracle of God, for He is the God of miracles. And with the Lord God, there's nothing too hard. And the greatest miracle is the transformation of an individual's life who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and accepts Him as Savior. I'm a living witness to what Jesus can do when He changes an individual's life and gives them salvation. Till next time, goodbye.